From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Have you ever wondered where artists get their ideas? What inspires a painter to put a picture on canvas? What inspires a songwriter to write words and a melody? The Boise Open Studio Collective wanted to explore what inspires artists to make art, so they asked songwriters to give a song to a visual artist, and then that artist created a painting inspired by the song. Then the painters gave songwriters a painting to inspire them to write a new song. The result is an interactive exhibit at Jump next Thursday. It's called Art a Song, Song is Art. And here to tell us more is the Boise Open Studios Collective Events Chair, Cindy Walton. Cindy, really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So Cindy, for folks who aren't familiar, tell us what the Boise Open Studios Collective is.
So about 17 years ago, a dozen artists got together in Boise and put together the organization Bosco to educate people about how artists create their work and even that there are artists in your midst.
So where did this latest idea for this collaboration come from?
Well, I have feet in both camps. I'm a songwriter and I'm an artist. And so I joined the songwriters in 2012. I joined Bosco in 2017. And there was also always this conversation about, why don't we do something together? Why don't we inspire each other? But it never went anywhere. And then a year ago, the stars were aligned. And I contacted the president of the ISA, Bruce Michael Miller, and I said, hey, what about this idea? And he jumped on it, and both boards jumped on it. And so that's kind of how it all came together. There are artists who are songwriters and songwriters who are artists and songwriters who know artists and artists who know songwriters. So that's kind of how it all came together.
Okay. And so that's what I was going to ask you is, where did you find all of these artists?
The artists all came from the Boise Open Studios Collective, and the songwriters all came from the ISA. So we sent out the email asking for submissions to both of those organizations.
When you got everyone together, how did you figure out, you know, what songwriter would give their song to which artist? I mean, or did you just like, you know, put everybody's name in a hat and pick one?
It was pretty much put everybody's name in a hat. I was in the enviable position of getting all of the artwork and getting all the songs. And I put them, everybody's name on a piece of paper, put them in a big bowl. And my husband and I randomly drew everything out. So everyone got random artwork and random songs.
What was the feedback from all of the artists as they were in the creative process trying to, you know, either make a piece of art or write a song?
Well, it spanned the, oh, crap, what am I going to do with this? to, oh, my goodness, I have no idea what this even is. But the just the most astonishing and wonderful thing that happened was all of the artists, whether they were songwriters or artists, stepped up to the plate. They did research. Some chose not to speak to their counterpart until they got it done. So they could kind of see how close they came to the other person's idea. Some of them had long conversations with each other. One songwriter said the artwork he received, he sat with it. He hung it on his wall and he looked at it for a long time, just kind of let it speak to him. So it was just it was so interesting and fun to hear all those stories about how people became inspired, how afraid they were at the beginning because they're getting something that probably has nothing to do with what they usually write about or make art about. Mm-hmm. So it was very exciting.
And have you seen any of the finished products or heard any of the songs?
I have seen and heard all of them, and it is incredible work. We did have an exhibit of the artwork at the Riverside Hotel in August. Mm-hmm. And it was, so each artwork has a wall tag, and the wall tag has the songwriter name, the artist name, the lyrics to the song, and then a QR code so that you can scan your phone on the QR code and listen to the music at the same time that you view the artwork. So it was very exciting and very well attended. The problem was we didn't have a place for the performance part of it so that the songwriters got to perform. And that is where Jump came in. And so that's what's happening. The whole exhibit is going to be at Jump, but the big part of it that I'm really excited about, it's the first time that the songwriters will perform their original songs.
And since you were able to show some of this back in August, I'm curious about what reaction has been from the public when they've been able to experience this.
You know, it was just so exciting. You don't really think about how someone is inspired to write a song or to make art. You know, those things are finished products when the public hears them or sees them. So everyone I have talked to and everyone that has been able to view the exhibit has been so amazed at how the artist and the songwriter created a brand new piece of artwork, whether it's a song or an artwork, from seeing or hearing something that was created by someone else. Mm-hmm. On the whole, everyone who sees this goes away being very, very amazed and inspired themselves. It is truly a real new innovative idea. And I can't tell you how excited I am.
Well, I can just tell in your voice how excited you are. What has been the most special part of this for you to be a part of this process and to really see this creative process, you know, in motion, in action?
Coming to the end where I can hear all the songs and see all the work that was created is incredible. But the thing I like the very best is that the songwriters and the artists made friends with each other, and they talked to each other, and they exchanged ideas and support each other. And I think a whole new community has kind of been built up to the people who participated in this event are connected now. And that is really, it creates a whole new creative organization. So I think that is what I have found the very most, is watching people become friends with each other, supporting each other. And then the stories that they tell each other about, gosh, when I got your artwork, I didn't know what to do with it. And then I did research and I learned more, and you know, it inspired me. So I think the backstories of what people felt when they received their inspiration, and then what they ended up with at the end, it is just so incredible. And so I keep saying inspiring, but it is, it's just, it's exciting and inspiring.
So as I mentioned, the interactive exhibit will be at Jump in downtown Boise next Thursday, and all of the artists will be there. I mean, people will be able to see and hear all of the art.
Yes. So the Jump building is going to rock art music that night on the 7th. What's going to happen is in the Pioneer Room on the top floor, it's going to be the concert part, the event, performance event. We had 30 artists and 30 songwriters, which means we now have 60 artworks and 60 songs. So there's no way we can have all the songwriters do all their songs. So we had to have, we had to do some curating of who was going to be able to perform. But we have 14 songwriters, and they're going to be on the stage in the Pioneer Room. So they will perform their song, and then behind them on the screen, the image of the artwork that either was inspired by their song or inspired them to write their song will be projected on that screen. So then you go down to the fifth floor in the jump room, and the 60 art pieces will be exhibited with the QRC codes on the wall tags. So you can still go listen to every song and view the painting at the same time. And we're even going to have a table of ukuleles and ukulele players who will help you try strumming your first ukulele.
You'll also have a community art project, correct, at the event?
Yes, we're going to have a canvas on a table that people can paint on, and we'll have something artwork drawn onto it. So then the community can paint this picture, and then we're going to make it into a banner. And hopefully, we're hoping that this is an ongoing event because it has been so exciting and fun. Then every year we'll show the community banner at the next year's event. So it's just going to be fun. And then just by chance, the first floor of Jump is going to have the annual Boys and Girls Club children's art exhibit. So the whole building is going to be filled with art and music, which is just so much fun. It just makes me smile.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. It sounds like just such a wonderful event. So I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for talking to us. We're so excited. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.